Hello, and welcome to your Strategic Business Building Podcast. I'm your host, Jayma Bryan, of Your Online Marketing Team. I started my business in 1996 and have grown it to a successful marketing firm that focuses on online marketing strategies, funnels, automation, and implementation, with an expertise in Infusionsoft. I know the challenges that online business owners face on a daily basis, and started strategic business building so you can get quick strategies from experts who have been there. The goal of this podcast is to help you get strategies and tips that work. We're talking about a plan of attack that you can take action on immediately. And today we have with us Lisa Robin Young. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi.
Known as the Courage Catalyst, Lisa Robin Young is the founder of ARC Entertainment Media, a business incubator for creative entrepreneurs. She's helped sales professionals, best-selling authors, actors, musicians, and other creatives make good money doing what they love and have the time and money to enjoy their life in the process. An award-winning speaker, writer, and musician, Lisa penned the international business bestseller, The Secret Watch, and her latest solo project, The Fine Line, is a collection of pop-infused jazz and blues tunes recorded as part of her 300 Songs project. Lisa believes that the best way to be truly successful in life and business is to be yourself, warts, sparkles, and all, so you can own your dreams without selling your soul. In today's podcast, you'll discover how to focus on what really matters by staying true to your creative entrepreneur type. You'll also learn how to determine your own type, the number one blind spot for your type, how to use your type to your advantage for planning and better focus, and so much more. So should we get started, Lisa?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
So what are the creative types?
The creative entrepreneur spectrum actually runs the gamut from the very linear type, which are accountants, architects, designers that use pattern finding and results-oriented behaviors to get the results, all the way over to the chaotic end of the spectrum, which is where most people typically think of creative. These are your artists, your dancers, your singers, your spiritual types, your woo-woo metaphysical types. They tend to fall on the chaotic side of the spectrum. And then right down the middle, we have this interesting type, which is a fairly equal blend of the other two, and it's called the fusion type, and that's the type that I am. We have a preponderance of linear traits and chaotic traits, and sometimes it's hard for us to pick just one thing, and the result of that is that we're good at a lot of things, but then there are some things about those types that we don't like. You know, sometimes we don't want to be linear. Sometimes you'd rather be more chaotic and vice versa. And so that's the third type of creative. So there's the chaotic, the linear, and the fusion type.
And why should we care what type we are?
I love this question. One of the things that I work incessantly on with my clients is the idea of showing up fully and completely as yourself. Being fully self-expressed begins with self-awareness. And when you as a creative entrepreneur can identify which type you are, where you fall on that spectrum, it makes it that much easier not only to run your business, but to show up in life fully and completely as yourself. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with chaotic entrepreneurs who don't have a natural proclivity for numbers, and they struggle with balancing the books and keeping the projections and the planning of a business on track, and they get frustrated and overwhelmed. And it's like, hey, that's not your natural thing. It's like a math student being told that they've got to take sculpture class and they don't know a thing about sculpture. And so by helping them identify what their type is, where their natural home base is for the work that they do and how they show up in the world, they can confidently reassign those tasks to someone like you, Jayma, and get the right tools in place to support their business in a healthy way without running themselves ragged.
Okay, and then how does each type do things differently?
Well, I've alluded to it a little bit. Chaotic tends to set expectations based around the experience of whatever they're creating. For example, I have a graphic design client who is an amazing talent, and she sets the bar high for the way everything goes out into the world. It has to look a certain way, it has to feel a certain way, it has to have a certain level of excellence. And that's all around the experience of her design and the products that she's putting out into the world. Versus the linear type, which is much more results-oriented. Their focus is on the bottom line, hitting the numbers, achieving the goal. That's where their focus is. And then the fusions are stuck in the middle. They want it all. They want the experience, and they want the bottom line, and they want it on time and under budget. And one of their downfalls, or my downfalls, because I'm a teaching type, is that we fight with perfectionism and comparisonitis. And so that can be a real struggle. But when you understand, hey, I'm a chaotic, and as a chaotic, my experience of the experience, that's my ultimate desire, you can recognize that that's how they focus. And when you're working with chaotics, you can then talk in their language and say, okay, so for you, it's less about how much money we're spending and more about how do we get that experience. That's great, but you've got a budget. So how do we get as close to the experience as possible and still stay within our budget? And that's how everybody starts to be able to communicate with one another more effectively.
And so we've probably got some listeners that are thinking the same thing I'm thinking. How do I determine what I am?
Oh, another one of my favorite questions. I spent the last year and a half now researching this whole spectrum. And so I actually have a quiz that people can take, and I know we're going to talk more about that later. But if you haven't taken the quiz yet, here are some telltale signs for the different types. If you're a person who loves numbers, who spots patterns regularly, who has no problem with math, and maybe has a small circle of friends, maybe you're a little introverted, although not all linears are, then you might be a linear type. On the other hand, if you're very gregarious and you're very outgoing, you have a huge circle of friends or acquaintances, but maybe not a whole lot of close friends, but you know everybody and everybody knows you, chances are good you're on the chaotic side of the spectrum because you had your hand in a lot of pies and you've been seen all over town. You probably dress a little more eclectically. You have a certain level of fashion flair and taste. You're probably a chaotic. Now, the tricky part is fusion. Fusions live in the middle and tend to be fairly no-nonsense. So these are people who probably know how to dress up really well for some special function, but then during the rest of the week, it's blue jeans and sweatpants and tennis shoes and really relaxed and comfortable because it's functional. They tend to be more functional than fashionable, but at the same time, they know when to rise to the occasion because that's that chaotic tendency in them saying, I don't know, we've got to raise the bar here because we're going to go out and be seen. These are the kinds of people who everybody comes to because they know everything and they're always getting asked for advice. So if you look at those telltale signs, chances are good you can spot yourself in the midst and figure out where you fall, or at least get yourself pretty close.
Okay. Interesting. So I think I know where I am. I think I'm a fusion as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the number one blind spot for the type?
Okay. So each creative type has its own unique blind spot. It's like the Achilles heel or the mirror side of their greatest strength. So when we're talking about linears, their greatest strength is they're usually one of the first types of creatives to see financial success because they're really good with the numbers. They're good at cutting away the chaff and staying focused on the thing that needs to be done to get results. The mirror side of that, the downside, the biggest blind spot is they're so focused on results they forget about people. They forget about the fact that without people, whether it's their employees or their staff, or their clients, they have no business. So they have to step back a little bit and take a bigger picture look at there are other people involved and that there are people too. And one of the things I see more times than not with linears is they're working so hard driving towards the numbers that they don't take time to enjoy the fruits of their labors. They check something off and they go, okay, what's next? And they just keep driving towards the result and they forget, You know, you got to live a little. You got to stop being the bottleneck in the business. You got to step back from it, get a new perspective, because that's how businesses grow. On the other end of the spectrum, you have chaotics. And again, their gift is that they're driving toward the experience. They're raising the bar. They're creating stuff. They're innovating something. They're eclectic, and they're so focused on the result. The mirror, the dark side of this, is that they're so focused on that experience that they forget that you've got to run the business too. You've got to be able to see the bigger picture that's not just about the experience, because otherwise you don't have a business, you don't have profit. And so they need permission to kind of back off of creating and find their own way of running their business the way that's best for them. And that means they need some structures, but they need frameworks versus processes, orders of operations, and mandates. And when they can find that groove, it works really well for them. Fusions, as I alluded to earlier, because they can do so many things, it's very hard for them to choose. And then once they get into doing something, they suffer from perfectionism and comparisonitis. They forget that not everybody in the world can do everything like they can. And so instead, they're looking at their more chaotic friends, and they're looking at their more linear friends, and they're comparing what they're doing to those types and saying, well, I'm not as creative as those chaotic over there. I'm not as organized as those linears over there. So I suck, and I shouldn't be putting this out in the world in the first place. And what they need to do is get a grip on the fact that they're awesome. They can do so many things. They need to hone their focus a little bit and give themselves permission to shift and work without judgment.
It's interesting. And, you alluded to the quiz, and we'll give more information about that. It'll be interesting when I take the quiz to see if I really am a fusion or if I'm a linear.
Well, now there is this interesting thing, and I don't talk about it very often, and it's called the cusp type. These are people who live kind of on the edge between fusion and linear, and they're so close it's hard to tell. And then on the other side, they're so close to chaotic infusion that it's hard to tell. And they demonstrate one type or the other at different times, and that's why I don't talk about them too much, because most people fall into one of the three categories, but because it's a spectrum, you can fall into those pockets.
Yeah, I'm probably one of those. I was on a behavioral workshop or something, and there were like four different quadrants, and the person leading the class, she could pinpoint everybody in the room and tell which quadrant they were in. And about halfway through it, I looked at her and I'm like, well, what am I? And she goes, I haven't figured you out yet. And at the end of the class, she said, I think you're like a dual quadrant. I see you in both of them. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too. Like, a 1 minute I could be over here and the next minute I could be over there. So, oh, so I'm probably the same. I'm probably a fusion linear. Anyway, how does knowing what type we are, how does that help us get off this hamster wheel and improve our businesses and improve our life?
Well, I would hope that through some of the conversation we've already had today, people will start to get the idea that self-awareness piece is critical. One of the things I espouse is to show up, be yourself, warts, sparkles, and all, because that's your fastest path to success. And so when you know your creative type and you can stand confidently, this is who I am, I'm a fusion, and I'm going to rock the heck out of being able to do both, and there are going to be days when I don't want to be bothered with any of it, and that's okay, then I can build my business around that. I can show up with other people and get work done, because I'll stop trying to do the things that I'm not good at. Fusions are not good at delegating. And so that's one of the things that they got to do quickly. Otherwise, they get stuck under six figures because they're trying to do everything. And linears are not good at stepping away and seeing the bigger picture because they're so results focused. By bringing someone into their team who can handle the touchy-feely marketing, interactive people stuff, then their business has the opportunity to grow and scale, and they're not doing the work. And then chaotic, same story. They can focus more on let's create the experience, and they can bring somebody else in who can hold them to a budget and say, look, babe, I know this is what you want to do, but we got to bring the dollars down so that we stay in line with growing the business in a profitable way and a sustainable way, because all three types can be type A's. You know, they can overwork themselves, but they do it for different reasons. And once you get clear on that, you can get yourself off the hamster wheel and only focus on that zone of genius that belongs to you and build a team that you trust to pick up the slack in the other area.
And I would think it would help to talk to your team and say, or, you know, when you're looking to hire somebody even, and say, you know, this is who I am, this is how I operate, and
yeah,
this is what I need from you to help me stay in balance better.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing about Fusion Creatives is that while we don't make great long-term employees, we make great short-term employees to bridge the gap. I rarely recommend a linear work with a chaotic or vice versa, because they're speaking languages that are so far removed that they'll drive each other nuts. But bringing in a fusion type, and that's why I suspect you might be a fusion type, Jema, is that you can bridge the gap. You speak both languages. You understand both languages, so you can translate and prep them for, okay, now that you've had experience working with someone who speaks chaotic and linear, now we can wean you into working with a linear type, and it's not going to drive you crazy, and you're not going to drive them crazy, and you're going to have a healthy relationship to work together.
Oh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that, that if you're a chaotic, you wouldn't want to work with a linear, but more you'd want to work with a fusion to bridge that. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we've got a couple of minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
What would be one strategy or takeaway from the podcast today that you want our listeners to get?
If you're listening and you only remember one thing from all the stuff that we've talked about today, it's this. Know yourself. Know yourself so well that you can show up confidently in any situation, personal or business, and be you, warts, sparkles and all, because that is the fastest path to success in any endeavor, life or work.
Awesome. Okay. Tell us about this quiz so we can all confirm our guessing and know that we are or aren't.
This quiz, this assessment, has come through months and months of interviews with a wide spectrum of entrepreneurs and creative entrepreneurs in particular. So it's pretty accurate. And when someone emails me and says, I'm not so sure, can you, you know, I'll sit down with them and go, okay, let's go through your answers and let's make sure. But it's free. You don't even need to opt in for it. And if you want to get deeper details about the results, then you can opt in after you see your results so that you can learn more about your type.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So to get the link to the quiz, you can go to strategicbusinessbuilding.com/Lisa Robin Young. Again, it's strategicbusinessbuilding.com/Lisa Robin Young, and that's LisaRobinYoung. So thank you, Lisa, for being on today and sharing this information.
My pleasure. It's always fun to do this. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for listening, and have a great day.